When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
And Francesco Molinari is joining us on a mobile line right here on ESPN 97.5. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's really good to be here.
Well, we appreciate you being here. You sound like you're hoarse. Were you up all night?
Yeah, you know, I was doing a lot of partying because I was drinking out of the clear jug. Hey, when you win so many games like me, you make so many pars, you have so few bogeys, you stay up a little late, and you drink a little too much. I win so many tournaments. It's unbelievable.
Were you partying with Eddie Pepperell? He decided to start partying on Saturday night. Did you wait until last night?
Hey, Eddie is a minor league guy. He doesn't know how to do it good like a Molinari. You know, Molinari waits. I win the clear jug. I win all the tournaments. I get the very best of food and the best women. And then I blow it out. I don't drink before I win a championship. Never do a Molinari do this.
So you got to play with Tiger.
Hey, look at this move. Hey, look at this move that I'm doing right now. Ooh, yeah, you see it? Yeah.
No, we can't see it. It's your
own. Two ladies in my bed can see it. I wasn't talking to you.
Oh,
you're... Ooh, ladies, look at this move. Hey.
No, your wife was there while you were getting your acceptance speech yesterday. So I'm
yeah, not just her. The wife and the girlfriend were both there. Molinari, I like her to do it Molinari style. Ooh, look at this move. Yeah.
Okay.
I call this one the clary jug. Ooh, I do it Molinari style.
Okay.
You see that knockdown shot I hit Tiger Woods hit? He's hitting the baby driving iron. Oh, Tiger's gonna use a little baby iron. Molinari fly him with a driver. I'm not scared like baby Tiger. I hit my woods in the fairway all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
So you see Molinari bogey? Did you see it?
No, you didn't bogey on the weekend.
Yeah, because
no.
It's invisible. Molinari never bogey. Well, I don't even like to use the B word.
Yeah. Just the birdie word. That's it.
Yeah, I like that word. I must like to make a par. I hit my drivers in the fairway all the time. I don't hit a fairway iron like a little baby Tiger Woods' hair fall out. Molinari springs hair up all over the place.
Well, you had
Harry Vero.
You got kind of a 9-iron divot in the back of your head too. I don't know. We saw that in the post.
Yeah, but you know what? I got so much hair around my yuki place. Yeah. Keep it nice and warm for the ladies to snuggle. Yeah. Mostly my wife.
But
mostly.
Francesco Molinari on a mobile with us here on ESPN 97.5 celebrating with us.
You see the way I get up and down off of the side of the green?
Yes.
I'm always getting up and down, just like last night. Up and down, Molinari. Yeah, all of your shots belong to Molinari. Make it all the way near the hole. Molinari is real good by the hole. Up and down by the hole.
Apparently he is. Okay, wasn't it intimidating playing with Tiger, though? That dude's got 14 majors, 79 wins, and you're Francesco Molinari.
Hey, you look like a mangy dog. You're scared of a mangy dog? Not me. Molinari not afraid. I win so many tournaments. 3 of the last 4 tournaments, Molinari wins. Then you see Tiger Woods. He hasn't won a tournament in 10 years. 10 years ago, Scarlett Johansson was 12 years old. Come on. Only not enough scared of somebody who can't win in 10 years. No chance that I'm afraid or intimidated by a Tiger Woods. He wears his red shirt. Put your red shirt away. It's filled with blood. Because Molinari just got through knifing you with a bunch of paws all over the place. No bogeys. Only pies and occasional birdies. Ooh, Molinari style. Yeah.
There
you
is...
see me make a bogey? Did you see that? You watch the TV the last two rounds. How many bogeys you see Tiger Woods make? How many you see Molinari make? Do the math. Zero.
That is true. But, you know, we saw pictures of you at the Masters in 2006. You were caddying in the par 3 tournament, and Tiger was right there. There was pictures of a young Molinari in 2006.
Yeah, he said, hey, kid, you clean up my shoes. And so I said, yeah, Mr. Woods, I clean up your shoes real nice. Molinari do it for Tiger Woods. And I said, here's your shoes. I also went the extra mile to clean up your clubs, even though I'm not your cat. And he's like, oh, thanks a lot, Molinari. And I said, okay. And I put my hand out, waiting a little, you know, for just a little $100 tip for Mr. Million Dollars. And you know what he gave him, Molinari? A trash from lemon drops to candies. He just gave me his trash and said, throw that away, Molinari. I said, hey, one day I will get the revenge on you in a Link-style course. And yesterday I settled all scores.
For the family.
Yeah. You give me your lemon drops to throw away. Hey, what do I look like? A nun? You think I look like someone who make a bogey? Not a Molinari.
Cleared up all family debts yesterday. The Molinari.
No bogeys. All family debts paid.
Well done. Well done, Molinari. So going forward now.
I spit in Tiger Woods on a Palmer one time.
You came up.
I just broke that on your show. Molinari spit in his drink one time. I also used to do some bartending on the side. He was at a wedding for Marco Mira, his second wife.
What now? Okay.
Yeah, Molinari used to do a little bartending on the side. Catering business.
Oh, okay. All right. The Molinari. The Molinari catering business.
I put the Angostura bitters in every drink he had. Everything tastes a little bit of sour.
Well, Francesco Molinari, he's busy in his... I didn't know you were going to be busy with a couple of... girls in there, but it is what an awesome performance this weekend. Congratulations.
You see what happened on that par 3 when I get it up and down?
I saw.
Yes. Molinari, do it all day long.
Up and down.
Man, I was impressed with Molinari yesterday. It's Johnny Miller, he can suck up at the one too. Trying to talk about, oh, Jordan Spieth, come here. Look at the Rory McIlroy. I watch it, Johnny. I recorded the Molinari. You barely talk about the Molinari until the end. Even when Shuffle was trying to, hey, Shuffle. You can suck it too, Shuffle.
Well, Shuffle.
I kill all of the Americans, and even Rory McIlroy wishes he was American.
Yeah, and Schauffele is
Molinari, a proud Italian man, Molinari.
Mm. Yeah, he is. You did it for Italy. No soccer this year. Didn't make it to the World Cup, but they got you as the champion golfer of the year, the Molinari.
I'm the best player in Italy of all time, Molinari, and I'm only getting started right now. Making sure you follow me on the Twitter. I give you all the pictures that you haven't seen, and I spit in your enemy's drinks for you for a small fee, $100,000
a period. Oh, wow.
Molinari. You need a quarterback of Texas? Molinari's a quarterback. I block him for you.
Okay. All right. And your brother? Did you party with your brother Eduardo Molinari?
Eduardo, he's a crazy man. I'm not going to get too mixed up with Eduardo. He doesn't think that they're illegal. Molinari just walks on the edge and pushes the envelope. Eduardo lifts the envelope, seals it, sends it, and has dogs and the border patrol and police on top of him all the time. Hey, FBI don't like you send that.
That's Eduardo.
Don't put some kind of a scent in there to throw the dogs off.
That's I didn't know Eduardo was wanted by the FBI for sending out illegal contraband. But okay, all right, that's where Eduardo was.
It was just anchovies. That's all it was.
That's all. Oh, okay. All right. So
pecorino and anchovies.
That's Eduardo or Francesco Molinari on a mobile.
Francesco Molinari.
Right here.
I got a GoFundMe too. I want to get a bigger yacht. Take a yacht around all of the place. Get the NBA players on my yacht. Have a big party. Odell Beckham. You want to fund me, Molinari? You can buy a seat by going to GoFundMe Project. Google Molinari, you find it. And you can go on the boat with me and the American Athletes. I can show you how to party like a real Molinari.
Okay. Go to the...
Get a jug. That's mine, baby. No Tiger Woods.
The GoFundMe page for the party boat. Got it. Molinari on a mobile right here on ESPN 97.5. Thank you.
You guys get started without me. Molinari, join in. Go ahead. I got to go.
Bye, Molinari. That's Francesco Molinari on a mobile right here.